It hasn't even chimed midnight yet. Maybe it's not too late for me to understand, to grab the beauty of Christmas or something or other. Anyways, no, yeah, I gotta do it. I'm gonna start writing Christmas cards. Yeah, here we go. I'll address this one. I don't know. Big Fatty and more Christmas. Yeah, I gotta get going here.
What in the Sam hell are you doing up at this time of night making all this noise?
Stassi, don't bother me. I'm writing Christmas cards.
Christmas cards?
Writing Christmas.
Toppy.
What's Big Fatty's address?
It's, never mind. It's Christmas Eve. It's too late to send out Christmas cards. What? Jeez.
Too late? What do you mean?
Look, Maron, it's Christmas Eve. It's too late. And besides, Big Fatty isn't sending out Christmas cards this year, you dope.
But look, Sassy, look what I brought home with me. A Christmas tree. Isn't that a beautiful tree?
Oh, my God, Poppy, that tree is so dry it lost all its needles right there on the floor.
Oh, God.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty isn't sending out Christmas cards this year, you dope.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3884 of the BFO for Monday the 26th of December 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna open the rest of these crema cards and do these scratch-offs, then start to tell you about my crema weekend. Big Fatty! Boxers, Big Fatty, hello, underpants. No, not that kind of boxers. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is the last Monday of 2022. I say chew, and y'all, I can't believe it. But y'all, it is the 26th of December, and y'all, the day after Crema is Boxing Day. Big Fatty, do we need to pull the gloves out? Or the gloves out? Well, maybe we should have been glovies today. No, anyway, y'all, Boxing Day it originated over there in the UK. Alan in the UK can let us know something, or Dean Bonney, the Shy Yeti, yes, Big Fatty, there's so many to mention, you can't mention them all, it's true, in America, Boxing Day is the day that, get rid of all the Amazon boxes that all your grandma presents were shipped in. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I finished the Advent calendar of teas, and y'all, I just wanted to give you my opinion of the last two. On the 23rd, that was for right, y'all, it was the three licorice. Tea. It was a sweet song of flavorsome licorice from Kazakhstan, Georgia, and Egypt. And y'all, this was the only tea in the whole thing that I didn't really care for, and I did not finish it. I don't know. Licorice is not one of my favorite flavors, but y'all, I didn't care for it at all. But y'all, the one for Crema Eve, y'all, it was called Nighttime, and it was a dreamy bed of oat flour, lavender, and lime flour. And y'all, it was absolutely perfect for Chris Crema Eve. And y'all, it nighttime is a good name for it. It was very soothing and calming. And y'all, I just want to thank Moose P and Mr. Cackle for sending me the Advent calendar of tea this year. Yes, Big Fatty, you have to go back to the regular tea bagging now. Got a couple more cards on Friday and Saturday, y'all. The first one here, y'all, it is from Ken up there in the Connecticut, and y'all, let's just open it up here. Y'all, it's a tiny little envelope, and it says, "Enjoy the magic of the season." And y'all, it's got these three little gnomes on the front of it, and it says, "From our gnome to yours, Big Fatty." Those are cute. It says, "Bergwater, Merry Crema and Happy New Year, and wishing you the best holiday season. Stay well, Merry Crema and Happy New Year, Ken from Connecticut and Vinny Ferry." I don't know who Vinny Ferry is, but Ken, you and Vinny, thank you so much for that. It's just as cute as it can be, and y'all, I'm going to put a picture of it at noon today. Y'all, speaking of pictures, did you see the picture that Big Fatty put up over there at the WWW on Crema Morning, y'all? It's been met with, yes, Big Fatty, vomiting. It was good comments. Y'all, the next one is from Eric and Alfred out there in the Bakersfield, California, And y'all, it's in a red foil lined envelope. And y'all, it's a picture of an ointment, and it's got glitter on it and everything. And it opens at the center. And you open it up, and it says, "Wishing you a Crema shining with wonder and a year ahead bright with good things, Eric and Alfred." Well, Eric and Alfred, thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. And I'll put that up at noon today. And y'all, I just want to say one more thing about, you heard old Stinkpot and Sassy at the beginning of today's little show telling about Big Fatty was not sending Crema cards, and that's true, y'all, but I am sending New Year's cards to all that sent me a Crema card. Y'all, I want to do these scratch-offs because I want to put, if I'm a winner, Big Fatty, not a winner, I want to put these in the envelope with Straight Bob's Crema cards. Y'all, these are the Christmas paws, and you have two paw symbols, and you scratch those off, and then you try to match from eight other symbols, and if you exactly match any of the two paw symbols, then you win the prize shown. But if you reveal a bell, then you win $10. So, y'all, the first two are, a sleigh and a collar. And let's just see what the festive symbols are. The first one is a bone, not a winner. And the next one is, what is that? Biscuit. Oh, okay. That's a cookie. Cookery. Gingerbread man, and not a winner. And let's see what we got here. We've got a nutcracker. Big Fatty, you like those? Well, anyway, not a winner. The next one is a hydrant. Not a winner. Next, we have a candy cane. No winner there. Then we've got a doghouse, not a winner. The next one is Crema lights, no winner there. And the last one is a Dove, not a winner. Oh, we got three more of these. Let's just do the next one now. The first one is we're going to try to match a sleigh and lights. So, y'all, here we go. Slaying lights is what we're looking for. And, y'all, got a collar. No one are there. The next one is... Oh, y'all. No, it's a dove. I thought it was the sleigh, but it's not. And then there's the doghouse. No one are there. Y'all, it's a dish. Dog dish. Not a winner. Here we go. Y'all, by the way, all three of my straight boyfriends got in touch with me and wished me a happy grandma. Phil and my northeast straight daddy and straight Bob. We got a horn and a cracker. You know, lots of Christmas cracker. Oh, yes, we Patty, I love the Triscuits. No, that kind. There's a bone. And finally, is another cookery, a biscuit. No one over there. All right, the next, no, halfway done, y'all. Halfway done. The next one, we were looking for a trumpet and a, the biscuit, the gingerbread man. So here we go. We got a dove, not a winner. The next one is a stocking, no one over there. Here we go, y'all. You know, you can send Big Fatty, a scratch offs, and I'll scratch yours on the air too. Big Fatty Edges. I hear I'm lining up to do that. And oh, y'all, we have a winner. Y'all, we've matched the biscuit. Is $3. $3 winner, chicken dinner. All right, I'm glad I did that. So I can send that straight Bob. We got the candy cane. No winner there. Let's see what we got next. We've got the doghouse. Not a winner. And we got a collar, no one are there. And the last one is, oh, the sleigh, not a winner. All right, well, we won $3 on that, straight Bob. I don't know what you're gonna spend it on. And y'all, the last one has a picture of a dachshund, and that's what Big Fatty had as puppy dogs growing up. Y'all, the two symbols we gotta try to match are a bone and a horn. And so here we go. We've got the first one is a cookery, a biscuit, not a winner. And then we've got, what is that? Lights? Is that lights? Yes, lights. No winner there. And we've got a cow. Is that a cow? Reindeer. candy cane. No winner there. We've got a cracker, and then we've got, what is that? A dove. And then the last two are a sleigh and a collar. No winner there. So, straight Bob, we got $3. $3. Y'all, it's a $2 card. Big Fanny, but he sent you four of them. You're only down $5. So, straight Bob, I'll send that back to you with your card and the free ticket that I won. I guess that was from my birthday. Anyway, I'll get those in the mail to you. You should have them by Easter, Big Fatty. Last time I talked to you was Thursday when I recorded the Frightful Show, and y'all, let's just see, I don't recall anything of importance happening on Thursday. Y'all, we were expecting the temperatures to fall starting on Frightful. And y'all, they did, and y'all started out that morning, did my nipple walk early, started out that morning, and I think the temperature was about 54 degrees, and by the time I finished my nipple walk, it had dropped to like 46, and y'all, I was only walking a little more than an hour. And, y'all, the temperatures just dropped during the day, y'all, and the wind was blowing, so you had the wind chill. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and, y'all, it felt like, winter. And, well, Big Fatty, it is winter. Well, that's true. By the way, the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere has passed. The longest day of the year in the Southern Hemisphere has passed. And y'all, our days are getting longer, and I know the old gal and I are we're going through the closet to pull out our black veils for when the daylight saving time changes in March. But we still got a while. Anyway, y'all, we had decided not to not to have a Friday at Fatty's on Friday. So, y'all, we were going to do something fun and exciting. And ended up that young Nicholas and young Ryan could not join us. So it was just me and Durwood and Granny and the Nip. And, y'all, we were wild. We were just wild. Y'all, we went to the S&S cafeteria at 6:30 p.m. in the evening. Now the supper crowd was already out of there because, you know, they like to go in at about 4:20 in the afternoon. Big Fatty, that's not all they like to do at 4:20. Well, anyway, and so y'all, we had a nice meal. We laughed. Granny leaned over to me during the meal. The Nip was talking to Durwood, and Granny leaned over and says, "Why does the Nip talk so loud?" I said, "Because he can't hear. He's deaf." I found that funny. Anyway, y'all came back here to the villa, and I needed to make some more nuts and bolts, so I did. And while I was making the nuts and bolts, old Veda and the jar, y'all, they stopped by, and they dropped off some Joanne's pretzels. Y'all, they're very good. You'll have to get the recipe from Veda. But habit forming. And evidently, the jar tried them and loved them and ate every one of them. I gave them some little snackies, some nuts and bolts, and I don't know what else was in there. Maybe a cheese cookery or two or something like that. I don't remember. But y'all, then Friday night, it was going to 17 degrees. 17 degrees, I tell you. And y'all, I had gotten out on Friday morning and I had wrapped my pipes that go into my tankless water heater outside. And I was prepared. And I had wrapped everything up. Y'all, I was real proud of myself. And it was 17. Y'all, and the wind was blowing. Y'all, it was terribly cold. And y'all, I'm going to have to tell the rest of it tomorrow. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Boxing Day. Y'all, since Grandma fell on a Sunday, a lot of people have Monday off to celebrate the holiday. And if that's you, and if you're traveling, y'all, please be careful out there. And y'all, I heard from that Joey Bukkake up there in Buffalo, New York, and y'all, he said the snow in one of the drifts there at his house, that it came up to his shoulders. Now, Joey is not blessed with height, but still, y'all, it had to have been at least 4 feet tall. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Sassy. And Sassy, a reminder,
Big Fatty isn't sending out Christmas cards this year, you dope.
Oh, and y'all, I've already sent all the cards. There are none left, so it's too late. You can still
you can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com.
call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.